Hello everyone, my name is Zainul and welcome to Runscape. Wow, that sounded nice. The goal of this podcast is to help you find your stride, and I see no way better but to relate and explain with what I have experienced. Starting with the basic question. Why run in the first place? Now, this is not one of those philosophical podcasts. See, I started running because I couldn't. Sound weird? It's okay. It makes perfect sense to someone somewhere. Similar to mine, you may need an answer to why you are running, for the simple reason that it may help you stay motivated on some rather dull days. And I said may help. Nothing is certain. The most important thing that keeps you going is you. Alright, so when I laced up for the very first time, it wasn't even for running. It was for walking, which ended with a burst of speed. It lasted for 300 meters and left me panting for life. Now those 300 meters don't feel so fast today, but it felt lightning quick on that day. Senses came to a complete stop and the heart rate went blistering up. The 2 seconds of sheer pleasure after finishing the run quickly turned into disappointment when I turned back and could see my starting line. What had felt like a journey was actually very short. It's disheartening to see your starting line when you think you've run the world. But here's the thing about running, it gets better with time. The game is time, not distance. Yes, time, not distance. Today I can comfortably do 20Ks. But well, going back to that moment not so long ago, I decided to step out the next day too. To a huge surprise, I could still just do 300 meters. So yes, it doesn't improve that fast, I guess. Anyway, I kept going days after that too. A week later, I could do 700 meters, and 300 of which were comfortable with relatively less scary heart rate. Obviously, at that time I had no gear to measure it, but I've always had decent sense of it. A few days later, my first K, first kilometer that is, non-stop. What a rush that was. I ate a good piece of cake that day, and you should celebrate small things, you know. Just do it privately so that you don't create pressure on yourself, and that's very important. And so a few weeks later, I reached the 3K mark for the first time. Now that's special for me because it completes a loop around my house. Totality. In this time of me hitting the start button consistently for a month to smashing the save button at 3K, I felt really good and I saw progress. I had not spoken to anyone about this and it felt like my own thing. It's a great feeling not sharing and just doing. For today, I will not urge you to set goals or be consistent or mind the form. All these you know, perhaps even better than me. I urge you to stay true to yourself and not share everything. Work in silence and see the result. But if you're still dying to talk about it with someone, you can reach me on my Instagram at the rate going paces. Subscribe if you liked what you heard today. I'll be making more of these. Peace.